Hey everybody, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Laria, and I want to take a second to welcome you to our Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. It is so precious to us. And Lord, we're asking you for revelation of it. We're asking you for grace and help to receive it, to be doers of it, and to see it work in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we began a series entitled Renewing Your Mind. And all this week on the broadcast, we're finding out how vitally important it is that after you and I get born again, we enter into this process of getting our minds renewed. Now, let's go back over to Romans chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse 2 there again. And it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now, friend, this isn't a suggestion. This is God commanding us to get our minds renewed. Now, why does this need to happen? Why do we need to get our minds renewed? Well, you need to understand that when you're born again, you are born into a new kingdom. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "God, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." The word kingdom means the rule or the realm of His Son. And so when you get born again, you're born into a new kingdom. You're born into a new realm, a new reality. You know, you're also born into a new family. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Now, growing up, friend, did you ever go to a friend of yours' house and you found out that their family didn't operate like your family? Come on, they didn't think the way your family thought. They didn't function the way your family functioned. And why is that? Because families don't operate and think and function the same way. Kingdoms don't operate, think, and function the same way. And this is a big reason why we have to get our minds renewed when we come into the kingdom of God, because we are coming into a new realm. We are coming into a new reality. We're coming into a new family. You know, 2 Timothy 2:3 told us to endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We're actually coming into a new army. And this new kingdom, this new family, this new army does not think and operate the way the one that we came from did. And so when we come into this new kingdom and new family and new army, our minds got to be renewed because we are in a new reality. You know, I played sports in high school, and I played basketball and football, and then I played basketball in college. And in high school, our basketball program was very successful, a very strong program. We had a very experienced, a very good coach. There was accountability in that program. There was discipline. You didn't talk back to the coaches. You worked hard, these types of things. And then when I went to play college in basketball, I was joining a new team. And one thing that I found out is that I was in a new reality, that this team did not function and operate like the one that I came from. It was culture shock to me. And that same thing happens when you and I come into the kingdom of God. We are in a new realm. We are in a new reality. And this is why our minds need to be renewed. When you get born again, you come into this new kingdom. And there's a whole new way of thinking and operating that you know nothing about. And so what has to happen is you have to be indoctrinated into this new kingdom. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 in the Easy to Read Bible, it says this. I want to read you a handful of verses here, but listen closely because there's revelation in this. Ephesians 4, 17 in the Easy to Read says this. "I have something from the Lord to tell you. I warn you, don't continue living like those who don't believe. Their thoughts are worth nothing. They have no understanding, and they know nothing because they refuse to listen. Now, this is the place where you and I start before our minds are renewed. We know nothing, we have no understanding, and our thoughts are worth nothing. It goes on to say, because they refuse to listen, so they cannot have the life that God gives. And that connects us to that point that if our minds don't get renewed, we can't enjoy the kind of life and blessing that God wants us to enjoy. It goes on to say, they've lost their feeling of shame and used their lives to do what is morally wrong. More and more, they want to do all kinds of evil. But that way of life is nothing like what you learned when you came to know Christ. I know that you heard about him, and in him you were taught the truth. Yes, the truth is in Jesus. You were taught to leave your old self, and this means that you must stop living the evil way you lived before. And then in verse 23, it says, you must be made new in your hearts and in your thinking. Now, what are those verses telling us? They're telling us that because you've come into a new realm and a new reality, you need to be made new in your hearts and in your thinking, and you can't think the same way you used to think in this new realm. You see, friends, God's thoughts are not the world's thoughts. God and the world, they don't think the same way. And until your mind gets renewed, your thoughts are not God's thoughts. He told us that in Isaiah 55:8. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. And so when we come into his kingdom, into his family, into his army, there is an indoctrination that needs to take place. You know, a lot of times when people hear that word to indoctrinate, they think of it in negative terms, like it's a bad thing. Well, to indoctrinate just means to mold by instruction. I want to say it to you again, to mold by instruction. And that is only a bad thing if the instruction is bad. But God's word and God's instruction is good. And so to be indoctrinated into the kingdom way of thinking and living, this is a good thing. And so yes, you need to be indoctrinated when you get born again into God's thinking, into God's way of operating. You need to be brainwashed, if I can say that. What do I mean that? Your brain, your mind needs to be washed clean of all of the world's junk. Come on, and then you need to be indoctrinated into God's right way of thinking. Now, the military has picked up on this concept. Whenever a new soldier comes into any branch of military, there's always indoctrination that takes place. One area I found this is with the Navy SEAL training program, which includes 3 weeks of indoc. That's actually what it's called, indoc. And what they do in that is they introduce these new SEAL members to the SEAL lifestyle. What are they doing? They're indoctrinating them into this new SEAL lifestyle, because the Navy SEALs think and operate and function in a way that these people who are coming in are not used to. You know, the Army Ranger program is called the Ranger Indoctrination Program. It's actually called RIP. And in that program, you learn operations, procedures, equipment, and standards of the regiment. Same idea. You're in a new realm now, and so we got to get you to think like we think and operate the way we operate. And then in Army recruit training, there is a part of that that re-socializes the recruits, and it re-engineers their values, their beliefs, their norms. They unlearn, and then they relearn. And why do they have to indoctrinate these soldiers? Because they're trying to transform them from a civilian to a soldier. And soldiers don't think and operate like civilians do. And so when you first get enlisted into the Army, the first thing that they got to do is they got to indoctrinate you, because you're no longer a civilian. And so you can't think like a civilian and operate like a civilian. And so they are going to renew your mind. And they take that process very seriously. Now, why am I talking so much about this? Because when you get born again, you come into a new reality, and the same thing has to happen to you. You got to be indoctrinated into this new reality. And why is that? Why do they do it in the military? because a failure to think right will limit one's effectiveness as a soldier. In other words, if you come in to be a Navy SEAL or an Army Ranger or a soldier in the Army and you don't think right, it's going to affect your effectiveness as a soldier. It's going to limit your effectiveness as a soldier. And the same is true, friend, in the kingdom. If you get born again and your mind doesn't get renewed, it's going to limit your effectiveness as a believer. And so what has to happen? A renovation has to take place. In fact, when it tells us to be renewed in our minds, that word renew means to renovate. And to renovate means you tear out the old and then you replace it with the new. And this is what God wants to do with everybody who gets saved. He wants to get rid of their old thinking, their wrong thinking, and He wants to replace it with the right kind of thinking, thinking in line with His Word. He wants to indoctrinate us. Why? Because He's got to make believers out of us. He's got to make men and women of faith out of us. He's got to make soldiers out of us. And that doesn't happen without the renewing of our minds. And it can happen, and it will happen for you, friend, if you want it to, and if you seek the Lord about it. And that is good news, isn't it? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, when you get born again, you're born into a new kingdom, a new family, and a new army. Number two, when you get born again and come into this new kingdom, there's a whole new way of thinking and operating that you know nothing about and must be indoctrinated into. And then number three, a renovation has to take place in the renewing of our minds. We got to tear the old out and we got to replace it with the new. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we welcome this indoctrination, this renovation process in our minds. Lord, we welcome this in our lives. And we're asking you by your Spirit to remove from us the wrong ways of thinking and input and implant into us the right ways of thinking. We want our minds to be renewed to your Word. And Father, we thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled Renewing Your Mind. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.